Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday and happy November 1st. It's the time of year we've all waited for. November's finally here. The best time of year to kill a mature buck, in my opinion. Unless I've got one, you know, that's a homebody. He's been on the farm all year. You could do that late October for sure. But we really didn't have the cold fronts we needed throughout October to make that happen. So November, I think, is always your best bet. You got that random chance at any time one might walk by. You might get a new one in at any time. So I'm glad it's here. We are pumped to be out there in the woods this November, especially early on. Today, in fact, I think is going to be a great day. I'm hoping something big hits the ground either today or tomorrow. Supposed to have a little bit cooler weather, and then I think it's supposed to heat up again. But towards the end of next week looks really good as well, so make sure you keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on your weather. If you got vacation days, get out there and hunt them. Super excited for this time of year. Always am. It's what we've all waited on. Go make the most of it. That's kind of what I'm going to be talking about on today's episode, number 66 here, a full draw Friday. I'm going to be going through early rut strategies, kind of first through the 8th, which works out well with this episode. The next one will come out on the 8th. So kind of that first week of November, that's what we're going to be talking about. But before we get into it, guys, it's also a perfect time of year to be using scent if you're into that kind of thing. And if you are, go check out our Ridge Hunter scent line on our website, ridgehunteroutdoors.com. We've got buck tarsal spray. We've got doe tarsal spray. And then we have the calming spray as well. You can use all of them all year long, but they're going to be super effective right now, especially for getting those bucks into bow range. It's all natural stuff. There's no preservatives, no additives in it, all natural, and it's one deer per bottle. So that bottle of 4 ounces of liquid that you get all came from the same single deer. So go check that out if you're into using scents. Now let's get into Full Draw Friday number 66. Mm. All right, so early rut strategies. Of course, there's always like the good old rut strategies that cover pretty much the whole thing, but you can actually break it down even more into different phases of the rut. So obviously, there's the first phase where the does are starting to come in. You might find those first does that are coming in. The bucks are out. They're working scrapes still. They're starting to cruise looking for those does. They know what's up. They know what's about to happen. And then the middle phase is where all the does are starting to come in, and you have that lockdown somewhere in the middle of there. And then on the back end of it, it's very similar to the first phase, except for you have does that are going out and less does that are still in heat. So it's not like you have new does coming into heat. They're the leftover ones, kind of things like that. And then, of course, there's also what some people call the second rut for those does that either didn't get bred the first time, or some of the fawns that were born a little bit later, or born early, excuse me, so that they might be hitting that body weight where they're coming in to estrus this year. Or even maybe it's a late-born fawn from, you know, 2 years ago or whatever. So we're going to be talking about the first of those phases today. And again, that's kind of like that first week of November, and you can extend that a little bit out, I guess, from the 8th if you wanted to, maybe into the 10th, just kind of depending on where you're at throughout the Midwest, throughout the country, really. So the biggest thing for me in the first, and this one could also work for the tail end as well, is to hunt the does. And you hear that a lot when it comes to rut strategies, and I talked about it a little bit last week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that how-to hunt series. You've sent it to some people, or if you're getting into it, I hope that helped. It was fun to do. I was glad to be able to put something like that out there. And again, I just hope it was helpful. And if it wasn't, let us know. And if you thought we missed something, definitely send me a message and I can address it if it's something that I think is worth addressing. So anyway, back to the first phase of the rut strategies and hunting the does. That can be really good for the first part and the last part because the bucks are also doing the same thing. They're seeking out those first does that are coming into estrus. the best way they can do that is to go find those doe herds. And there are some studies maybe to suggest that similar does come in heat, similar herds will have the does that come in heat first every year, so the bucks might find those ones or seek them out. A lot of people think that the mature does are going to be the first ones to come in, and the mature bucks know that, so they kind of meet up together, and then they take care of business as the first ones. But in general, if you can get on does in the early phase of the rut, you're going to be in good shape because one of them is bound to come in at some point. Why that's not so great in the middle part of the rut is just because there are so many does that are in. They're also not going to be as grouped up, so it's going to be hard to find those herds of does and stuff. And the bucks are not going to be hanging out around a herd of does. There's so many does that are coming in that they're going to be going from one to the other. That's when you're going to want to sit, you know, like those funnels and ridgetops and things like that. And I'll talk about that maybe on the next episode or somewhere in there. We'll talk a little bit about that. But for right now, focus on those doe herds, especially if you have trail camera data or just experience from years past that there's a certain group of does that come in first that seem to always have bucks in the area before anywhere else. Hit those ones to start with. Another way you can figure that out, and I think this is something I've mentioned last week as well, that we've talked to Steve Shirk about and other guys, Austin, of course, is finding the fresh buck sign around those doe herds. So if you have two or three different doe herds that you can go hunt, if there's one that has fresh buck sign, that's the one I would stick with. That means there's also a buck in the area. Now, it could be a two-year-old, and if that's what you're after, then that's perfect. But it also could be a big five-and-a-half-year-old 150-inch 10-pointer that's hanging out around those does because he knows that they're about to come in. So if you can find the buck sign around a doe herd, then you're really into it. That's where things start getting really good early on in the rut. If you don't have any of that, just you can bounce around a little bit. And another thing is pay attention to your cameras. So you're going to see if you've got food plots that does are coming to, they're going to continue to do that until they really, a bunch of them start coming in heat. And then they start acting goofy and they run around and they're getting harassed and things like that. But until that point, especially this first part of the rut, they're still going to be wanting to hit those food plots that they hit every night. You know, you can pattern does or feeding areas. It doesn't have to be a food plot. It could be an oak patch. It could be an ag field. Whatever you got, you know where those does are going every evening. Set those cameras up in those areas and then just watch them and wait to see which doe herds are getting harassed by bucks. Which areas that have doe herds in them are you starting to see bucks in first? Doesn't even have to be mature bucks because we're at that point now where they might show up at any time. And if it's all after dark, the next day could be the one where he daylights for the first time and you want to be there for that. So watch your cameras for which doe herds are being bothered by the bucks. If you've got a two-year-old in there and a three-year-old in there, starting to mess around, push does around in the food plot, and none of your other doe herds have that, that's the one I would key in on. Another thing that you can focus on within the does is finding those solo does as well. So something we've seen on the North Farm recently, the last couple times we've hunted it, is there's been three solo does, and they've all been acting kind of goofy, like they've been harassed by younger bucks, and they're just about to come in. If you can find those are probably going to be the first ones to come in. They don't have fawns with them because they've already kicked them out. And that's not to say that an older mature doe might not. She might have her fawns with her while she's coming into estrus, but most of the time they'll kick those fawns out so they can take care of business, and then they'll all group back up at the end of the season like you see them. If you're like most hunters out there, at some point you've dreamed of having a piece of hunting ground to call your own. Maybe you finally decided to make those dreams a reality. If so, you need to talk to our guy, Rodney Hawkins. Rodney is a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. If you haven't heard of them, they aren't your average real estate company. While they do deal in traditional residential and commercial real estate, their specialty is recreational and farm ground. With agents like Rodney serving across the state of Illinois, no matter what you're looking for, they can find it. Even if you want to sell what you already have to upgrade, downgrade, reinvest, whatever, they've got you covered. For more information, you can contact Rodney at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. On top of what he does for MFL, Rodney also has his own company called RG Outdoors. They currently carry hard and soft-sided blinds, blind chairs, tree stands, and cameras from Radix Hunting, Tacticam trail cameras, Fission e-bikes, and he's adding new stuff all the time. I've personally used all of these products, and I'm beyond happy with every one of them. The Fission e-bike is a game changer, and you will not find a better one for the price. If you're interested in anything RG Outdoors has to offer, you can send them a message to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors, email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com, or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. So if you can find those solo does that have already got rid of their fawns, they're not hanging out with the rest of the doe herd, there's probably something going on with them. Maybe they don't really understand it, especially if they're younger does. But those ones are good ones to key in on. And also pay attention to that on your trail cameras, not only just the herds that are being harassed by bucks, but if you see a single doe go through an area and then just bam, three or four pictures in a row are bucks that are coming through there, good chance that was a hot doe, especially if you get a picture of a doe with a buck right behind her, and then maybe you get two or three more bucks in that area. Let's say you get that overnight. I would be in there the next morning if the wind is right for that spot. Say if you get that midday or in the morning if you're hunting somewhere else, go into that spot that evening because that doe is probably hot, and if she comes by your stand, every buck in that area almost is going to come by your stand as well. So if that does happen, if the first buck that comes by isn't exactly the one you're wanting, just give it time. The other one will come by more than likely. Those are the best hunts that you can have in the rut that we all wait for, that we all see on the TV shows, that we all just dream about all year long, is when that one hot doe comes by and brings by every buck. It's like a buck parade, just one after another after another. So if you can find that, or if you see that on your trail cameras, dive into that spot, because she's only going to be in heat for so long, and those bucks are only going to be on her for so long till they move on or till she gets bred. So if you can get in there, especially if it's a thick area where she might be hanging out and trying to get away from them, she's probably still going to be in there, and so are those bucks. So if you see one on camera, I'd be in there the next hunt that you can make. I'd be in that spot. That's a big one for me, like with the cell cameras, where we talk a lot of times about the detriments of them. That's one of the positives of them, is that real-time data throughout the rut of finding a hot doe that has bucks behind her or bucks in that area. You can see that. That's your cue to get in there and get after them. Still be smart about your access, be smart about your wind. But if you can do it when you've seen something like that, you're going to be in a good spot. The other thing I have, one of the other things, is crash your best spots if there's does around them. So this isn't like crash your best rut funnel spot yet, or crash your best ridge top spot that these bucks like to cruise in the middle of the rut. This is your best spots. If it is one of those, that's fine, but they need to have does around them and consistent doe activity, in my opinion. So right now the bucks are going to be where the does are. So if you're going and hunting one of those rut funnels where there's not a lot of doe activity right now, there's probably not going to be a lot of bucks cruising that spot yet, because there aren't that many does in that could just be randomly moving. They're not actively cutting a bunch of doe trails right now. They're hanging out waiting for that first doe, just like you should be. So crash in on your best spots if there's does around them. If you got two or three spots that you've been saving all year and they're really good, go to the one that has the doe herd that's at least in that same area. It's consistently using that area. If you've got the other two that, I like I said, they're not having as much doe activity around them, unless you got something on your camera that tells you otherwise, wait on those ones until the middle phase of the rut, or till the end of this first week, somewhere in there, 9th, 10th, 11th. That's when you're going to want to start hitting those spots. But definitely crash your best spots that have does around them. And lastly, I'll wrap up with this so you guys can get out there and get after them. Go to the deer. If you're not seeing deer, go try a different spot. You have to go to the deer right now. It all comes back to does again. If you're not seeing does right now, you're probably not going to see bucks. That's not to say it can't happen, because just like everything else within hunting, there's nuance to it, and there's situations where a guy might go to a spot randomly, not see a deer, and go back the next evening, and then a 200 happens to walk by. Like it can be that random. But if you're not seeing deer in a spot, if your cameras are quiet in a spot, I would go somewhere where my cameras are showing deer. I'd go somewhere where you've seen deer in the last few days. Hunt those spots right now, because that's where the bucks are going to be during this first phase of the rut. Tomorrow, I'm recording this Thursday night, so actually this morning as this one's coming out, I'm planning to go sit at the cabin, because there have been 8-9 does in there living in there all year. We're starting to see some buck activity. We had a 4.5-year-old six-pointer with a cool flyer show up the other night. We've had 2 and 3 year old bucks, new bucks starting to show up in the area. So I know it's just about to kick off and I want to be there when that happens. So that the first shooter buck that comes through, I'm there for it. Hopefully that's what happens this morning. But that's where I'm going. I'm going to where I know the deer are. There's certain cameras, certain stands that I just haven't been seeing the deer lately, so I'm not going to those ones. There's a couple spots like that at the North Farm where the cameras have just been quiet, so I'm not going to go try those. I don't have the wind to hunt another specific spot up there that I might like to try, but I'm going to go where I know the deer have been, and if that doesn't work out, I'll make an adjustment, but that's definitely where I'm going to start. It seems kind of redundant. It seems very obvious when I say hunt the deer this time of year. But we all know those spots where, like, you can go and you're just guaranteed to see a deer. Maybe you don't have that spot and you just got to go hunt where you can. I understand that too. But if you have that spot where it's like the spot you tell everybody, you know, I can go kill a doe there anytime I wanted to, that's the spot you need to be in. Go find those. Go find where the does are at. And that's where the bucks are eventually going to be as well. That's all I got for Full Draw Friday number 66. Hopefully that helps you guys out. I want to see you guys sitting behind a big mature buck here soon. And if you do put one down, send it to us, richhunteroutdoors@gmail.com, or send it through our socials. We'd love to see it. I want you guys to have a great rut. Good luck over the next 7, 10, 15, 30 days. It's finally here. This is the time of year, like I said in the intro, that we've all waited for. So go out there and make the most of it. Do not let the weather dictate your hunting right now. If you have the opportunity to get out there and hunt, get out there and hunt. I've had some of the best days in hot weather. I've had some slow days in cold weather. That's just part of it. The grind really starts now. If you haven't been hunting a whole lot, it's time to get out there and do so. Put your hours in the stand. That's how you're going to be successful throughout the rut. In October, in December, pick the fronts that are coming through. Pick the right weather days to go hunt your better spots. You can pick and choose, and that's how you're going to kill that mature buck in the rut. It's time in the stand. If you put your time in the right spot, I'm not saying you go sit some crappy spot every day, but you put your time in your better spots with the right wind, you're going to have an opportunity at something, and that's what we're all wanting. So good luck to everybody out there. I'm hoping we can get on some. October was good for us. We've definitely had better as far as weather goes. We didn't have a ton of good cold fronts throughout the month. A lot of us on the team kind of struggled throughout the month to get on mature bucks. Obviously, Dusty and his crew got it done a few times, so that was awesome to see. But I think November is going to be good. Hopefully, we can get some colder weather in because that'll just help the daylight movement. Like I said, no matter what it is, you kind of got to be out there. But we can always hope for the best when it comes to the weather because, man, if we get some colder weather throughout this month, that's just going to increase the daylight activity and keep them from rutting so much at night. I think today is going to be one of the better days. I think tomorrow could be a better day as well. Friday and Saturday, I'm saying the first and second. And then the end of next week, lows in the high 40s or high 30s to low 40s. That's not as cold as we'd like it right now, but it's definitely been hotter at this time of year before. So highs in the 60s, it's not going to be unbearable for those deer. So you're going to see some daylight activity. In the evenings, it might be that last hour instead of maybe the last 2 hours or so. In the mornings should be pretty good, I think, still. But get out there and get after them no matter the weather, no matter what's going on. Just make sure you got the right wind. Good luck to everybody. Stay safe out there and shoot straight.